The Minister of Defence of Denmark, the Secretary General, and the Chairman of the Military Committee will now take their places. The Minister of Defence of Denmark will now speak. Le ministre de la Défense du Danemark va maintenant prendre la parole.
Mr. Secretary General, dear Jarl, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, a famous French author, Albert Camus, once said, "Men are never really willing to die except for the sake of freedom. Therefore, they do not believe in dying completely." This stone is a tribute to the men and women who have died for freedom and peace. In our minds, they have not died completely. Their legacy of hope and sacrifice is still alive with us. The commitment, the determination, and the courage of our soldiers is what ultimately keep us safe. And their unselfish efforts enable us to project freedom and peace, security and stability to other regions around the world. This memorial must remind all of us that peace and security hardly ever come without sacrifice. We, decision makers, must also have the necessary courage and commitment to take on present and future challenges. Mr. Secretary General, I want to thank you for your courage and commitment in making this memorial a reality. In this, like other issues, I have felt honored to work with you. Now let me finish by expressing from the bottom of my heart my deepest admiration and respect for all those fallen in NATO operations. We honor you. You will never be forgotten. Thank you.
The Chairman of the Military Committee will now speak. Le Président du Comité Militaire va maintenant prendre la parole.
Mr. Secretary General, Mr. Gardet, Ministers, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, we often talk about the sacrifices made by our men and women in time of crisis and war. We then use the term ultimate sacrifice frequently. I would dare to say sometimes a little bit too easy. Those who operate in harm's way and see comrades die alongside, them are perhaps the only one who truly know the meaning of the selfless act of bravery and sacrifice made on operation. The rest of us can only try to understand and sympathize with those who have lost a colleague or a loved one. We need to remember that when we work here in this headquarters, away from the front line, that our servicemen and women accept the task we give them willingly. Captain Nicola Godard, the first female Canadian soldier to lose her life in Afghanistan, wrote to her parents a week before she died. "It seems to me that we have such a burden of responsibility to make the world a better place for those who are born into far worse circumstances. They trust us to make the right choice on their behalf. So when we deliberate, our duty must always be to keep alive that direct link between our work here, the men and the women on the front line, and the risk they take on our behalf. So every time we walk past this monument, let us think of two things. Firstly, of the brave men and women who have now taken their place in history, and secondly, that we are the first step on the path to the front line. We have to recognize the demands we place on our servicemen and women. We have always been and will always be responsible for carrying that burden into harm's way." I will end with some words from the final letter of a British soldier, Guardsman Neil Downs, aged 20, which was delivered to his parent after he was killed in Afghanistan in 2007. He said, "Please, do not be mad at what has happened. I did it what I had to do, and serving the army was it. Again, don't be sad. Celebrate my life because I love you and I will see you all again." So, We say to all Neils, we are not sad, we are proud of you, we celebrate your life dedicated and spent for the good of us all.
The Secretary General will now give his address. Le Secrétaire Général va maintenant prononcer son allocution.
Mesdames et Messieurs les ministres, Excellences, Mesdames et Messieurs, les ministres de la Défense sont réunis aujourd'hui à Bruxelles pour débattre des opérations de l'OTAN et de la poursuite de la transformation de notre alliance pour prendre des décisions à cet égard et pour faire en sorte que l'Alliance puisse continuer d'apporter sécurité et stabilité dans un monde peu sûr et instable. Dans cette période d'incertitude, la défense des intérêts et des valeurs que nous avons en commun nécessite un niveau de consultation et de coopération nouveau et beaucoup plus approfondi entre les alliés et avec nos nombreux pays partenaires. Parfois, il s'agit également de prendre la décision difficile de déployer les forces armées de nos pays dans le cadre d'opérations et de missions. Il est donc très opportun, à l'occasion de notre réunion ministérielle, de rendre hommage au professionnalisme, au sens du devoir et à la bravoure des femmes et des hommes issus des forces armées des pays de l'Alliance et de pays partenaires qui ont été ou qui sont actuellement déployés dans le cadre d'opérations dirigées par l'OTAN. J'ai pu observer personnellement les tâches extrêmement difficiles qu'ils effectuent, souvent dans un contexte très exigeant. Nous les remercions tous pour leur précieuse contribution et nous leur souhaitons de rentrer sains et saufs dans leur foyer. However, we must also recall that a number of their colleagues have not returned safely, and their sacrifice must never, ever be forgotten. They have left behind families and loved ones who will forever remember them. But given their role and the sacrifices they have made under a NATO flag, it is right that we too shall forever remember them and their selfless dedication to the cause of peace and freedom. The placement of this monument here at the entrance to our headquarters will be a permanent reminder, not just that they gave their lives so that we could enjoy ours, but also of the consequences of the decisions that we take in this building. I should therefore like to thank the Danish Minister of Defence, Minister Søren Gade, for this initiative. It was his personal idea at our ministerial meeting in Krakow that we should have a permanent monument for all those who have fallen in NATO operations. And Minister, I'm also most grateful that Denmark has so kindly donated this memorial. I should now like to ask Minister Søren Gade and Admiral de Paula to step forward with me and lay a wreath. I would then ask you all to join me and us in a minute's silence to pay homage to all those dedicated people who serve our alliance and to remember the sacrifice of those from allied and partner nations who have fallen in NATO operations.
The Minister of Defence of Denmark, the Secretary General, and the Chairman of the Military Committee will now lay a wreath at the monument. Le ministre de la Défense du Danemark le secrétaire général et le président du comité militaire vont maintenant déposer une gerbe sur le monument. The bugler will now play Taps, the last post. Thereafter, you are asked to observe 1 minute of silence. Le clairon va maintenant jouer la sonnerie aux morts. Ensuite, vous voudrez bien observer 1 minute de silence. This concludes the ceremony. You are kindly requested to remain in your places until the Secretary General, ministers, national representatives, and invited guests have left the cour d'honneur. La cérémonie est maintenant terminée. Vous êtes priés de rester à vos places jusqu'à ce que le Secrétaire Général, les ministres, les représentants des pays et les invités aille quitter la cour d'honneur.